Keep your blinders on, your masks, as it were. I want to talk to you without distractions. And I shall address you as all the things you created. My beloved people, being a master, that is called one who is worthy of the title. One who is worthy of the title breaks down each box in the grid, frees the energy, and releases the illusion. The illusion isn't destroyed, it's simply transferred. Without its energy, it is useless. The energy, neutral, virgin, re-equips you. It is, as it were, empowers you. The more limitations that you break down, the more powerful the being, the less lacking the being, the less needy the being, the less fearful the being. The master who masters limitation does not master God, but him or herself. It is imperative that one become self-aware, aware of what they have been, but also that which is termed the vital tool that their image is, that they become aware of how powerful they are to constrict and order and the faculty to such a small-mindedness, nearly to cast away the divine right of their inheritance. So what does this mean? This means that what you are, you've justified, and your parents before you and their parents before them, as being that which is termed the grid and memory. I say to you that you are greater than that. How? Because what you are is not limited by mass. What you are is a collection of thoughts, energized and empowered, that whatever the thoughts think about or focus upon becomes a new life form. The frequency that you swim in, that is the abundance in and around you, awaits for the new information to come through the bands, the new thought, the new image, that it may have its destination to create it. The reason that you are swimming in an ocean of frequency is that whenever you realize what you are, then you can change your mind, and instead of being singular, you can be multiple. That means that when you learn that you are pure thought and that the body is simply a garment, not necessarily the identity, if you know that, you will have the ability to free yourself from your constraints and with a singular focus, not scattered, but clear and pure. All you have to do is create the thought, and the energy around you will manifest it into life. That's the glory of being a master. You see, a master is called a master because he is the master of his own personal destiny, his own personal limitations. He does not have to master God. He does not have to harness frequency. It is already there. He merely has to give himself the freedom to enjoy it. So what about what you did here? Is that part of the mastery? Indeed it is. But it is important in your self-awareness that you know that you and other things, other life forms, that you and possibilities and potentials are inextricably linked together. And that you have one vital key to communication. That is your desire to communicate. The desire. People, this is the simplest thing to do. It is natural. It is how order came about. I say to you, in deepest reverence, that if you could focus on only one thought that represented something or a potential or a communication, and that if you still the chatter of your mind, that is mastery and it is also dimensional. Tonight, you mastered to some degree your own rigidity and your own personal farce of what you think you are.